It's time.
Yes. I have one more question, but I forgot
it. The emergency break of the week.
Oh, no. So, I guess
I'd
like...
Call me later, group.
All right.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
The white man and the black man are more advanced, or the white man is more advanced than the black man or than the...
No. Good Lord.
The most confused
human being. I don't know what the hell you're saying.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Oh, yeah, it's e-break time here on a Friday morning. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310.
Can I just tell you how much I enjoy Danny's exasperated response to when Mike starts meandering around?
Well, he is like a piranha, isn't he?
No! He's
ready to pounce. All right, well, we have a bit of a muser's influence here on the emergency break of the week, starting with one Gordon Keith.
I protest this.
Now, this is in the category of a bear trap emergency break of the week when we had the great Gordo out on the wireless mic yesterday at Eatsy's in Grapevine. I've never seen an individual step in more bear traps in a two-minute segment than the great Gordo did yesterday.
It was like I was running tires, but in bear traps.
And, of course, the bear trap is when you ask a question that turns out that you're stepping into something that's maybe a little sad or sensitive for the person that you're talking to. And the P1s really handle it pretty well and now laugh along with these bear trap moments if they're truly P1s. If they're not P1s, they probably think Gordon's just a big jerk. But this guy rolled with it yesterday and was pretty dang funny in a very bear trap-like e-break.
Now, you are you Mexican?
I am. Yeah, I am.
Pretty seriously?
Okay, wait a second. No. Wait, can we stop it for just a moment? There was something leading up to this discussion. He had mentioned that he was that he referred to himself as Mexican. I did not just unilaterally throw this out there. Some context would be nice here, Georgia.
All right, sorry.
No, you are. Are you Mexican?
I am. Yeah, I am.
Pretty seriously?
No.
Seriously.
You're lightly Mexican?
I was adopted, so my parents were like you.
Way to go, Gordon. Way to go.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I got him adopted.
No, he's obviously sensitive about being adopted.
Like, what's your earliest memory?
Being in the hospital.
Way to go, Gordon.
Yeah, way to go.
Way to go.
Like right after you were born, being in the hospital?
No, I was a bit abused. So I remember laying in the hospital bed.
Nice, Gordon. Real nice job this morning.
Sorry, dude.
Want to keep going?
All right. You want to give a shout-out to your fake parents and your real parents?
Fake parents are gone now, but yeah.
Oh, my God.
Way to go. Gordon, you know what you...
He's laughing at it.
You know what you owe this guy? You owe him a hug.
That is the greatest display in the history of this station of stepping in multiple bear traps. Four in a row.
Oh, and that guy just played it perfectly. He had all this information. He was not going to give it to me.
No.
He was going to choose his moment to spring it on me again.
And you weren't really honoring them by calling them your fake parents to begin with.
Well, that's the slang term for adopted parents.
All right,
you're right. Adoptive was too many syllables at that point. I was trying to conserve radio time.
You're right. You had the best possible subject. He played along perfectly and just sprung the bear trap when you least expected it.
Knew he had some more waiting for you.
Yes, he knew he had a multi-stage attack.
God, that was great.
You want to hear that mess again?
Yes.
All right.
No, you are. Are you Mexican?
I am. Yeah, I am.
Pretty seriously?
No.
Seriously.
No. You're lightly Mexican?
I was adopted, so my parents were like you.
Way to go, Gordon. Way to go.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I got him adopted.
No, he's obviously sensitive about being adopted.
Like, what's your earliest memory?
Being in the hospital.
Way to go, Gordon.
Yeah, way to go.
Way to go.
Like, right after you were born, being in the hospital?
No, I was a bit abused. So I remember laying in the hospital bed.
Nice, Gordon. Real nice job this morning.
Sorry, dude.
Want to keep going?
All right. You want to give a shout out to your fake parents and your real parents?
Fake parents are gone now, but yeah.
Oh, my God.
Way to go. Gordon, you know what
He's laughing at it.
You know what you owe this guy? You owe him a hug.
Real nice job. Real nice job this morning. Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome, man. That is something else there. All right, so there's the great Gordo up for an e-brake.
High horse riding junior over there.
Oh, man. All right, candidate number two comes to us from the hard line. He has been quite the e-brake player the last couple of weeks, last couple of years. One Mike Reiner. And Corby taught us this lesson a long time ago. You always have to know exactly where you are. And Ryan's didn't exactly know where they were in the show.
Some things that none of us had thought of before. We'll get into that here in just a little bit. Right now, though, we got a little nude music for you all.
Well, we will in the next segment.
Oh, yeah, that's right, we will.
Oh,
sorry about that.
Money. You're doing great, man.
I was getting a little ahead of things there.
You're doing great.
I think I'm distracted by birthday cake for him.
The best was Danny looking at Mike after you said that and then slowly glancing up to the clock and then looking back at you and just shaking his head.
I wanted to make sure.
Well, we got our signals crossed a little bit.
Look, I have no sense of time anymore. Everybody knows that.
That's tough. That's a tough one.
That's a weird claim.
So what does that mean?
No sense of time anymore.
It's almost like he's become so spiritually advanced that he is now beyond time.
I am now beyond time.
And we don't have to listen to the whole thing, but listen to what when Ryan's is talking there at the beginning. I think at the very end, he realizes he's in the wrong segment. Listen to how his voice kind of fades just a little bit.
Some things that none of us had thought of before. We'll get into that here in just a little bit. Right now, though, we got a little nude music for you all.
I think you're starting to look around the room just to see if anyone was with him on that.
Somebody should ask Corby the time where he didn't realize where exactly he was.
There's a story. Maybe I'll tell you next year's ticket
wonderful
stock.
Wonderful story.
Yeah.
You know where you are, right?
Yeah, that was just a little... We can move on. The reference to
it. Alcohol involved?
He was so drunk. Yeah.
He didn't know where he was.
But he said he bluffed it and told her that, I intended.
So there's Ryan's up for an emergency break of the week. Candidate number three comes to us from the Morning Musers. I've had allergies for the last couple of weeks.
Those aren't allergies.
And I've had this this cough and this thing where, you know, where you're talking and you've had the cough and you start running out of breath and you just feel like you're going to cough again and you're trying to fight off the cough.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to fight off the cough, which gave me shake voice, which then made me cough, which then made me laugh. And I did this during last week's emergency break of the week. And then that brings us to candidate number three from the hard line. They have some problems.
What just happened?
Sorry. I was running out of breath and went into a cough. Sorry.
It was weird.
It sounded really weird. We'll listen to it next week. But
Sam to laugh along with it. That was strange.
Yeah, you said ho, ho, ho.
I admit, that was weird. It was really, isolated really chair. Weird. They have some problems. Ho, ho, ho. That's such a killer quiver voice there. They have some problems.
They have some problems.
All right, one more time. And then that brings us to candidate number three from the hard line. They have some problems.
What just happened?
Sorry. I was running out of breath and went into a cough. Sorry.
It was weird.
It sounded really weird. We'll listen to it next week. But
Sam to laugh along with it. That was strange.
Yeah, you said ho, ho, ho.
You sound drunk there.
I do.
Why is Shake Boy so funny?
I don't know. It just really is.
It just is. Because something
they have
is
some
going
problems.
I play.
Yeah,
problems.
Killer can do a combo now. All right, so those are your three candidates Bear Trap Gordo, do you know where you are, Rhines, or Laugh Cough Me? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Vaginal slice, born.
No, that's my first call out. Forget about it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Let me vote for Reiner, and Dole King is my leader.
Okay. All right, we'll put that on the record. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for the emergency break of the week.
Yes, sir.
My mayor.
Yeah, go vote.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope
he's a jerk.
I hope he has a really bad day.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio, AM and FM.
AM and FM?
Yep.
I'd like to vote for Santa Job. Ho, ho, ho.
All right. Thank you, sir. Hello. You're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hey, when are you guys going to be doing the emergency break?
Right
I
now.
Hate you.
Oh, wow. What year is this?
That's a Danny call back
so
there.
Confusing.
Hello. You're on ticket radio.
Yes. Gordon, I got a bone to pick with you because I'm adopted.
Condolences.
And Gordon's just laughing at people who are adopted.
No, being adopted is a joyful thing, isn't it?
I would think so. Yeah.
Obviously. Right, Jared? You're adopted.
Obviously.
There you go.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
Vaginal slice, George.
No, 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 no. Hello, you are on the ticket voting in the emergency break of the week.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Bear Trap Gordo and Hooter Brown.
Okay.
Die.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, I think somebody's trying to steal my job down there.
No, it's Santa. Down there.
No, Santa, I'm not trying to steal your job, but thank you for calling. Hi, you're on the ticket.
You know, I am right here.
Hey, it's Natalie Maines.
Ty.
Hi, you need because I want to vote for my electrician, Gordon Keith. Just, you know, love you.
Not your electrician.
Wow, you do Natalie Maines electrician.
I'm insane now.
Fake Natalie Maines electrician. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Morning, George.
Hello. Hey.
I got to say, it's a great week when it's tough to pick between all three candidates, but this week I think I'll have to go with the Santa Claus Giorgio Lab. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, shake voice on candidates.
Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Vaginal slice, born.
No, stop it. Stop it.
Gosh. He has a funny voice.
Have a funny voice, but that's not a funny phrase. That is not the phrase that pays. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to Gordon's parents.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
I guess that's a Gordo vote there.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Good morning, gentlemen. I would like to vote for...
Uh-oh.
What is that?
He's failing.
Started out Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Then
I think it's one of those old handheld games that just had dots.
I thought he's trying to.
Is he still going? How long are we going to ride this out?
Is anybody close?
Yes.
You know,
Gordo has four votes.
Funny is listening to audio of someone trying to play that game, Simon. You hear a real complicated pattern, then you hear these hesitant presses.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello.
Good.
Hello, is this
guy.
The emergency break?
Yes, it is. Who would you like to vote for?
Well, I wanted to tell Gordo a joke.
All right.
I'm adopted and my parents are dead. And I was abused. And my first memory is being in a hospital.
Guess that's a Gordo vote.
That's a Gordo vote, and yes, we have ourselves a winner.
Offensive.
So congratulations.
No, you are. Are you next?
All those who want to make America great again.
You deserve this. This is a quadruple e-break.
Yeah.
Okay. No, you are. Are you Mexican?
I am.
Yeah, I am.
Pretty seriously? No.
Seriously?
No. You're lightly Mexican? I was adopted, so my parents were like you.
Way to go, Gordon. Way to go.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I got him adopted.
No, he's obviously sensitive about being adopted.
Like, what's your earliest memory?
Being in the hospital.
Way to go, Gordon.
Yeah, way to go.
Way to go.
Like right after you were born, being in the hospital?
No, I was a bit abused. So I remember laying in the hospital bed.
Nice, Gordon. Real nice job this morning.
Sorry, dude.
Want to keep going? All right. You want to give a shout out to your fake parents and your real parents?
Fake parents are gone now, but yeah.
Oh, my God. Way to go. Gordon, you know what you...
He's laughing at it.
You know what you owe this guy? You owe him a hug.
Watch out for that bear trap.
What?
Wow.
That was a fantastic display.
Fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Incredible.
Tremendous.
Tremendous.
Huge.
How many is that for the great Gordo?
Can you believe it's his first win? First win for the arsonist this year. He is 10 behind Norman Ivanka Hitchkiss.
All right.